The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
949 BCB. I think I'm going to let the intro roll today. For the sequel to the...
You have the right to free speech. As long as you're not dumb enough to actually try it.
The Clash.
Investigation, humiliation, and if you cross your fingers, rehabilitation.
Still true, right?
Know your life.
Man, The Clash, some good music. I don't know if it's your cup of tea, but try it out. I just got in the mail a copy of Sandinista, an album far ahead of its time by The Clash. I believe it came out, I don't know when it came out. It came out after London Calling, that's for sure. The point being is it's a crazy weird album. It's a 3-record album. Talking 6 sides of vinyl, right? Original one, 1980-something, comes with a fold-out poster lyric sheet with cartoons. How cool is that? Anyway, The Clash is awesome. And the Sandinista album, I'm stoked to have. It's not where I would start. I think I might have said this before on the pod, but I mean, London Calling or Combat Rock is where you want to start with The Clash. But if you can take rock music, really dive into that stuff. Anyway, today we finally get around to the second part of the 50th episode. The fuck up, if you will. It should just cut off abruptly, so we'll see how that goes. Not only did the memory card get full, but we needed to go anyway. That was a night we were going to go do an open mic, back when you could do that kind of thing. Back under lockdown. How does the season, like the holidays, go? Is there ever a period where you're, like, not a month away from a holiday for the next? So what do we got? We got Valentine's Day coming up. Can they make laws for Valentine's Day? I mean, I get the... I've said it. I get the travel, the scare, the Thanksgiving and Christmas. But, I don't know. What we're doing is not working. And it's making it hard to make podcasts, goddammit. I mean, I have to do this on my own, maybe. God, wouldn't that be terrible? Woo! Is it the... What is it? Keep hearing people say... Who was it most recently, though? Oh, Andrew Schultz. Who... We'll get back to that. But what he said was... Basically got to be willing to put your failures out there, right? And he's talking to Tim Dillon, and both those guys are crazy fucking climbers right now. I'll tell you what. They're moving on up in the things that they do, you know? And what are they doing? They're being brash. They are the... I hate to say it, counterculture, but you're not the counterculture anymore. There's a counterculture. Yeah. Anyway, this Andrew Schultz special, that's what I was going to roll into for a second there. They call it Schultz Saves America, right? And him and his buddies, they all write a bunch of... I don't think it's all political. I only saw part of it because I'm not a cable. I don't have cable. I don't have Netflix. It's on Netflix, guys. Everybody's got Netflix, except for me. Either way, the jokes per minute in this thing... See, that's the thing is... People are like, yeah, it's not that funny. But the reason, I think, is just because they're overwhelmed. I mean, there's no way to even get all the references, right? Wonder if that's... Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Because you're definitely going to get some people with some of them. It's like they all sing. You'll get some of the people some of the time and all the people. How the fuck's that go? If you fool me once, you can't fool me again. No, it's... You can fool all of the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. Whew. I'm actually pretty surprised I made it all the way through that. The point being is with jokes and his, jokes per minute, I guess that same rule must apply. It's an interesting special. Watch him. It's kind of like if Weekend Update was... Weekend Update from SNL, obviously. It was Tosh Point? No, I don't know. It's High Speed. I know I've seen something like it before. But nobody else is doing it like this, anyway, on the news. So, good for him. Somebody's doing well in COVID. Keep wondering what the fuck I should be doing extra. Because, you know what? They say in times of adversity, there is opportunity. But... I feel like I have an obligation to not get my household sick, which is understandable, right? But I guess I'm just not the type of person who's ever really let a 1 in 33,000 chance of mortality stop me from having a good time. I mean, motorcycle wheelies, skiing and snowboarding through the trees, crazy car stuff, you know? I mean, all of it was pretty damn dangerous, and I chose to do it, but now... Everybody else is in the car for some reason. And that blows. So, how long do people like me, who don't mind risk, have to not do what they want, right? I mean, if you think about it, I understand you'd make the argument. Nobody wants to fucking distance. You know what? It's probably not even... For some of you people, it's probably not even bad. Pennsylvania is notoriously bad. Now, I have not traveled much except for Boston once during this COVID thing. And Boston was worse, so I don't know. But the point being is here, things are lame. And only one of the groups of people is really making the sacrifices. The people who want to go out and just do their shit. Who are willing to risk it. That sounds selfish, so initially, their stance is gone by the wayside, right? But how long... Do you get what you want if you're the, what do you want to call them? You know, the stay-at-home crowd, I guess, you know? The everybody shut off your business and everybody slowly go insane crowd. What are those people? Like, how long do they get what they want before they have to make a sacrifice for the group? No one wants this. Yeah, no shit. But either side, either way, somebody's making the sacrifice, right? Is this vaccine supposed to be curing everybody? No, I'm not curing. What's the hell's vaccine? Doesn't even make people immune. From what I hear, you can still carry COVID if you have the vaccine. Now, I was talking about this with my dad. He's like, yeah, but it'll be like less COVID, you know? So less harmful, less likely to give someone else a bad case, which makes sense. But regardless, I got to think that people who tell everyone to stay home are going to rush to get this vaccine, and then they're going to walk around without masks. But they could still carry it. See, mentality-wise, that goes directly against what they were doing before. I don't know. I mean, there's 7.3 million people in the world. It's pretty easy to call a shot if you say, I bet somebody's going to do something. But still, man, people are doing a lot of talking and not a lot of walking on this stuff, you know? I don't know. It is weird. I don't know if anybody in the Pittsburgh comedy community has had COVID. I'm trying to think if I've heard of anybody say they had it. I don't think they have. But I'm not an expert. However, the medical community, which my girl works in, Plenty of people have gotten it. And I'm trying to think if it was work-related. No, one of them for sure got it from their parents. Another one had it so early that people didn't know to be scared. Another through the parents. One person from their neighbor. Anyway, what's the point? Why am I... I'm not getting paid by the government to trace these things. It's just weird. No comedians have gotten it. I wonder why. Like, are we shut-ins? What's that about? Famous comedians have gotten it. I was thinking there should be a show called the We've Had It Show, but I bet it'd be illegal. If you had a show called We've Had It with COVID, and all of the comedians and all of the audience members had had COVID and had to prove that they'd had COVID on entry, all those people could just party like it's 1999. The We've Had It Show. Illegal in a state near you. What else do we do today? Trying to build cabinets around my fridge. I got this... It's probably too large of a fridge, to be honest. We had the small fridge, and then we got a new stove, and we're like, dude, let's look on Craigslist for a matching fridge. Found one, but it's pretty big. Either way, really good deal, and now I'm framing it in the kitchen. That's what's consuming my days. Work is slow. Are you guys working? The goddamn government ain't paying you enough. That's what I heard. They wouldn't have to. I don't know, man. I mean, if they just let things go free willy-nilly, obviously there would be a higher casualty rate. But, like, who's at fault, you know? Is it the guy who gave you COVID? Is it his fault, or is it your fault for showing up to a place where the guy with COVID was? Risk analysis. Anyway, I do get out of the house, go shopping, buy supplies. Today I went and looked at two jobs. Can't do either of them. Not my area. You know what I mean? One of them's the valve system on a bathtub, and I don't like soldering pipes. When you join pipes, you have to use solder, which is weird. Which is like melting metal, if you don't know, which you probably do know. And I'm not into it. I'm not into putting a torch inside of a 100-year-old wall on a house when I'm not a plumber. So I don't do that job. And then I go to this other place. Simple gutter repair. Oh, I can do gutters. Easy. Well, the gutter repair is in one of these classic Pittsburgh South Side alley type house roads. And there's got to be at least a half dozen electrical power lines coming into a 5-foot area where this gutter's at. And then the gutter failed, so the water built up on the power lines below it. Thank God it didn't short them out, I guess. I don't know how that shit is insulated. But the ice got so heavy that it pulled the anchor out of the wall, and now the power lines for the house are hanging in the street. That is city work, guys. Union city work. I don't fuck with high voltage electricity. Who would? Union city workers. That's who. So those two jobs, nothing. Need to draw up a blueprint for my brother's master bedroom. He's trying to frame out, or I don't know what you want to call it, expand, essentially, making his garage into a master bedroom, which I think is a slick move, honestly. But that project has been slilled to a nilled. COVID, again. COVID in distance, but still. I like to blame it on COVID. Anyway, we did have a segment today. I tried to mutter a little bit longer here in the beginning. It was tough work, but as we said, you gotta, what do you want to do? Post your failures. something like that. Don't be self-deprecating. Today's episode was Logan Mihalko, Jared Helfer, Skywalker. I think a solid half hour or more. But we had to go.
For the listeners, Sky has his hard cock out.
How do you get up here so quick?
I was about to enter Aaron.
That cat's a fucking ninja, dude. Oh no, he's got a dag lock. Look out.
A dag lock?
Yeah, right by his ass.
Oh, it's just a piece of
yeah. Touch it.
Touch it. Should be all right. As you,
there you go, I got it.
You flick the brown speck on his butt hair.
It looked like
this should be all right. You're batting it around like the freaking speed bag. And
this cat's a good dude.
A dingleberry.
I'm trying to help out a friend.
He's a roamer. He's part of the show now.
That dude is getting big, dude.
Is he a French director?
He's the podcat.
You got him.
The podcat. I think there's the podcat's podcast, I think. The podcast.
There has to be at least 1,000 of them.
Yeah, he's fucking shooting up, dude. Yeah. He's going to play ball.
Hey, man. Yeah,
look at that.
If they're going to let girls kick footballs, they're going to let cats fucking run them. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Look, he's all up in his shit.
Okay.
Right? You got drugs. You didn't hear that?
The whole world's gone crazy.
You guys didn't hear the female soccer player who kicked for...
Yeah.
What college team was it? Does anybody remember? Anybody know at all?
I don't really care.
No.
Big Green?
I know it happened.
You and the rest of America.
UMass? Dude, well, we had a girl kicker on our football team.
In high school?
In high school, yeah.
What year was that?
It was 2014, I think she... Yeah, 2014 for sure.
And she was your kicker?
Or no, actually 13, because I was a junior and she was a senior.
And that's on a high school level?
Yeah, high school.
Any local recognition?
Me? Or our team?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the female kicker.
A little bit. People cheered. It was cool.
Yeah. Okay.
Didn't make the paper?
I think they did mention it in the paper, yeah. They made a kind of a bigger deal about it than it actually was. Like she was like pretty mediocre.
For my sake, like, you should tell the listener who you are.
Oh, I'm Logan James Mihalko.
James. Pulling out the J.
That's new.
No kidding. The developments.
Yeah.
The
and a monocle.
James.
It really fits.
I was just busting out the full name. I felt like it.
Oh, James.
James, where's James from?
All right, now everybody has to go.
My grandpa, my uncle, and my other uncle.
So we can call you LJ.
Yeah, you totally can. Nice. You totally can.
Nice.
That's my PlayStation handle.
Oh, nice.
All right, rounding the table, we come to the...
Jared Helfer.
That is.
You didn't use your middle name.
The one and only.
Michael.
Michael.
Jared Michael.
Row your boat ashore, yep. Helfer.
Yeah.
For tax purposes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you guys, everyone, probably all three of your voices, I think a lot of people have put their thumb on. Finally rounding the table out. The last being
Sky Richard Walker. How about Whoa. That?
Dick Walker.
Dick
Walker.
Old Dick Walker.
That's fucking cool.
And it's horrible.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah. What do you
this
mean?
Is how I knew my parents were shrooming out. You know what I mean?
Shrooming?
Oh, they had to have been.
Yeah, I suppose this Sky Dick Walker. It's that's better than Space Horse.
Sure? I'm surprised I didn't end up in Protective Services. You know what I'm saying? With a name like that.
Mescaline?
Probably.
Peyote buttons.
Yep,
peyote
buttons.
Kind of sounds
like
an astronaut kind of thing. Like the sky dick, you know? Yeah. Walk the sky dick.
Yeah. It sounds like I've been in adult movies.
Yeah.
Sky dick walker.
Yeah.
It's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
Catchy. You're reading my mind.
You can put a ring on them. Yeah.
I'd vote for that.
No one thinks it's real, but hell damn, isn't it ever.
Oh, my God. Well, I can't imagine you had a tough childhood with a name like that. People probably went easy on you.
It went smooth.
Real smooth.
Real smooth.
Did you have to say people like, oh, it's short for Skylar?
No.
Or something like that?
I usually get mad at people. I'll probably, you know.
If we start calling you Skyler, you're going to flip out?
You know, more likely I'll testify later on. You know
Dude.
What I mean?
Okay.
Now we know his trigger.
Yeah, it's not a bad trigger.
So, like, we're in a restaurant and there's some burglars. And we're like, Skyler, those guys are fucking. And he'll just be like, what?
You just see red.
You just surge red and you just, like, put your coat out and, like, freaking. yeah. right in front of this bad guys.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
We can use this to our big advantage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This thing is got to be like imaginative. You got to learn how to manipulate people's flaws.
Fucking
you know? That's my goal.
Parachute him into Afghanabad. You know what I mean?
Afghanabad.
take down
that's what
them.
I'm saying.
Take down.
Then have drones fly around saying it.
Yeah.
Hey, over here.
Mm-hmm.
Just, we don't want to say it too.
Skyler.
I mean, no, go, whoa, whoa, whoa. But they're dude. Just. Now, I've said it twice. You've said it twice. Third time, that's a Beetlejuice situation. I don't know.
The whole town's decimated.
I don't know. We need to pull the red out of this man's eyes.
Words don't really. Like, you guys are friendlies. I know Skyler this. I can slap you guys at any point throughout the next 5 years of your life.
Yeah, but there's three of us right now, so we feel pretty comfortable.
That's we'd have to coordinate.
And if it's anybody who's at a disadvantage, it's you, Jared.
Because you're on the same side of the table.
No, he's got a puffy chase or face protector.
Well, yeah, it's not about that. Like, you don't hit him in the face.
You said slap. That implies face.
No, there's more than a body. There's more to a body than a face.
When I hear slap,
I hear face. I hear face slap. You know? It sounds like this.
Wait, were you going to slap him in a tit?
Obviously, never ran while getting a beating.
Ow, my glass.
Never ran while getting a beating?
You never try to retreat for your life? Find safety?
Yeah, you got to run.
You get all those slaps in the back of the head, a kick in the ass.
Slaps on the butt.
Slaps on the back. You ever run away and somebody slap you right on the back right as you start to take off? It's a shocker.
We had an epic slap contest up in Wyoming one time.
Turned purple.
Ooh. Yeah, it was pretty. It got to the point where it was just a battle of wills, and it was an ass slapping contest, right?
Oh, damn.
So
between men, though.
So I told my buddy, I says, I will forfeit, but I got to have one last slap so you can say, you know.
It's a one-on-one.
It's a win. And so then he's
one-on-one.
Well, yeah, so we're going back and forth.
Yeah, but this isn't bare-assed, okay?
It's bare-assed.
Oh, this is the
this
pros?
This is Wyoming, dude.
This is the pros.
Are you fucking kidding me? We're talking bareback, saddle bronc, bare-ass.
Did you keep your asses out for the whole competition, or did you?
It was like, turn around, expose one, maybe two cheeks. I mean, we're pretty loaded.
How the hell do you expose one cheek?
You can do it.
There's not a lot to do.
If you got a waistband, you can do that.
I'm sure there's special pants for that.
Listen, if you're having an ass-slapping contest, there's no way you're going to have... After all those,
the problem is
right mind.
No, you start with one ass at a time.
The thing about
alternate until they're both numb, and then you go in a boat.
That's exactly right. Because there's a bell curve on every ass slapping contest. You get a lot of dropouts early. The pain level is high, but anyone who can push through that has a numb ass.
Yeah, and then
which
you
is
can
what,
go into like 11 innings.
Which is what I knew was happening. So I told my buddy that I'd forfeit. But I get one last slap.
How many
one last slap,
you
and you have to
you
say, I withstood your last slap. He says, okay. So he turns around. And instead of going for his ass cheek, I went right for the middle of his back.
You killed him.
I went as hard as I could because I knew that was all fresh and sensitive skin that hadn't been numbed up yet. And so I bring it around like
all pelvic meat, you know what I mean? How's the back of your pelvis feel?
I'm telling you, when he pulled his shirt up like 45 minutes later, it looked like someone had put my hand on his back and spray painted around it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A 5-star.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. It was worth the loss, but I did take the L.
That's a hell of a tag.
I was disqualified.
I did not.
I did not ass slap. So.
Yeah, you did.
No.
That's an interesting contest.
If you would have hit the cap of the ass.
Dude,
know
if
what
you
the cap
knew the things I'd seen me grown men do in Wyoming.
Dude, okay.
It's a whole other podcast.
Me and my friends had a fucking
be submitted to court.
Insane, like a very similar, like macho young men like trying to one-up each other type game. We called it
we were young, that's right.
We called this game Intensity, and there were seven of us, and we were bored, and we were like kind of... There wasn't enough alcohol for us to really get drunk if we were even drinking. We might have been...
Yeah.
No, we were stone cold sober, dude. It was like right after a couple of us started driving, we were stone cold sober.
I want to emphasize.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of wine that was in a wine bottle, and we actually tried to pressurize it with a bike pump and turn in the gas and let one of my friends inhale it because we looked it up online and you can actually do that. Yeah, we're weird fucking guys.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we had seven people and we had like a poker kit thing, and among it was a die, and like somebody came up with the idea that with this dice, there's seven of us. We come up with these rudimentary the rules.
Oh, like a drinking game from scratch.
But we're not drinking. And we're like, all right, so roll the dice.
Weren't you just talking about pressurizing wine down someone's throat?
It didn't work. It didn't work that well.
Okay.
All right. But anyway, so after we get bored trying to do that.
There's easier ways to do it.
I know, but we didn't have alcohol or whatever the hell. We talked about that too, and we were trying to there's a couple ounces of wine. We're trying to convince my friend to butt chug that, and we're like, well, you could get a buzz done that. Yeah, but I don't want to be the only person that's drunk. And we're like, all right, I guess.
Don't be afraid to unplug it if you need to, Jared.
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, but you fix your
so you butt chugged, and then you played
like me. It'll
dice
come
game.
And go.
Yeah, but anyway,
not
so
butt chug. I made that
anyway.
Up.
So the whole part of this game was the person that was rolling the dice picked what the challenge or the punishment was, and like everybody in a ring did something it started as like a ball tap, and like everybody's like, all right, and like I would tap Jared's
ball tap.
You tap
like
Jared's
this is how you guys
balls.
Start the game.
Jared
would
tap
that's not
balls.
How we started it.
And
it was probably actually we started it with a back slap, like a five star.
Now you have to pull
but
on.
I said a ball tap for because everybody knows what a ball tap is, but not maybe not everybody knows what a five star is.
No, what's a five star? Tell me.
That's exactly what you did to your friend when you slapped him. Yeah, and you left the handprint. That's a five star
on the back.
So that
five star
usually. On the back.
Anywhere you can slap somebody hard enough to leave
purple bruise
an impression
2 days
of your
head. Later. Smack.
That's the goal of the five
that's
star.
That's a five star.
And so the five star is the basic goofing around physical pain type thing. We're like, all right, that's how we're starting off the game. And the roll the dice decides how intense whatever the thing is. Like, so if you get a 6 out of 6, that's the best fucking five star you can send out. You know what I mean?
It's not out of 5.
If you get a 3, half your strength. If you get a 1, it's just like a little love tap.
Does it even
count
as a five star?
Not really, but that's the gambling aspect of the game. Nobody wanted it to roll on a 6, but if it did, we were all bound by the rules of this game we had just made to inflict as much pain on the person who was in a counterclockwise position from us. And then receive the pain when
the
fucking
the
thing
go?
Came back around.
Why not clockwise?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, what's the deal, dude?
Come on, the story doesn't make
counter.
Story doesn't make any sense.
Clockwise. I was on board for a while, but now your facts are coming and falling.
It doesn't. I'm with you. It doesn't always have to be America's game.
Dude,
I get it.
But
right. Drove down the right side of the road.
I had the most anxiety doing this game than I've ever I hated it so much, and I just didn't want to I'm a little bit of a bitch. Like I didn't want to fucking play it, but I was like with my friends. And I was like, this is what we're doing.
So tell us about your turn.
And I'm sure all your friends are exactly
I would take the pain like a man, and then I felt bad hurting my friend. The hurting my friends didn't really make me equalize. I was like, this isn't a fun fucking. What are we doing? And my friends were like, this is awesome. This is awesome.
Wait, how old were you?
We were, I had just been driving.
Two.
So, I was in between 17 at the oldest. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that sounds pretty 17.
It was pretty stupid. Yeah.
You just kind of
the rules were basically slap each other. Which you didn't really need the dice
It ended with a face slap.
That's
dude.
What I'm saying. You guys were always going to step it up to 11, no matter what happened. You might as well have just said, hey guys, let's start out easy and then step this thing up to 11.
We were bound by the dice, dude.
There's always that guy. That's the good friend. You know, the one always bails you out of trouble, but he's the one who initiates the most maximum pain in the beginning. He's like, you know what? Five stars aren't doing it.
Yeah,
we
had
five
that
stars
guy.
That's what I was. That guy. We had the ass slapping contest, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and break the rules and go straight for the back.
Yeah,
I think we should. It should be from mid shoulders to upper calf. I'm good, and that's all I'm saying.
I would say that I will never enter another.
I think anybody who gets in the game should have at least 15 to 20 feet of running room. I think that's fair.
Happy Gilmore style.
If you move, it's called a foul. We call it a fitty. Okay, you get a fitty foul. All right, and what happens is now somebody's going to hold you there.
Nah, if you roll a 36, the guy slapping you gets to ride a motorcycle. Can you
imagine? There would be somebody betting on that.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome.
Now that's a slap.
Yeah. Dude,
my friends had a great time, and they always talked about it, and they're like, "This, it was awesome." They like, they wanted to play every time the same group
and
of people.
And you were like, no.
No. Every single time they were talking about it, I was like, no, I don't want to play.
That's what I'm saying, dude. I was in one slapping contest in my whole life. It's a good story, and I'm done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Macho shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not enough for me.
Yeah, for some reason that age, you like, all boys just like, beat the shit.
They do. They just find a way. Hey, we should start a fighting group.
You know what I want to know is, what was that guy's retribution on you later on in that year? Because I'm telling you right now, he... Listen, that's
Bird,
a slap.
Bird's a pretty good sport.
I'm going to be honest
Bird?
With you.
Bird. That, yeah, that's Bird one Zord. Of those. I was his campaign manager when he ran for vice president of student body freshman.
Did he win?
Year. No. Fucking loser.
Of course not. Aww. This guy was his fucking campaign manager.
No. We ran and under the premise aim. That we knew the vice president had no actual duties and that he wanted to be able to fluff his resume. That was the entire campaign. Like, it was Bird's the Word was the was the slogan. And we had to give speeches and stuff. And he was like, I don't really need this, but it would be nice to write on my resume. If
that's great.
But... He didn't want, nobody wants to be vice president senior year because he ran freshman year.
Yeah, you just oversee the law passing.
No, senior year,
you got to do,
you got to do the class reunions.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, like you're like on like the final graduating class is the one usually who takes care of the.
Yeah, they do.
The
yeah.
class reunion. So you got to run for freshman year. And we knew that. So we were like. We were like, we got to give him the least responsibility possible.
Yeah.
Still get a freaking thing to put on his resume.
Anyway.
What? Was he a smart fella?
Oh, he was smart at what he needed to be smart at. He's a farmer, and he was good at farming. Probably the most successful farmer in the county.
Oh, wow.
Maybe, I would think.
Wow. Yeah.
But
that's a hell of a county, too.
It is a hell of a county. I don't know. It's some pretty big farmer out there, but their farm's pretty big. So.
What, world's biggest corn?
What?
That type of shit? big corn and stuff like
they
that?
They call them rogues where I'm from.
What? Big corns?
Big corn. Super tall corn's called a rogue.
What do you mean? Like, just like the corn is big or the stalk?
The corn stalk is way taller than the rest of them. So you'll be standing outside the cornfield and you'll say, go get that rogue because it's the one that stands out. And then somebody goes in with a roguing stick, which is like this really sharp hook on the end of a stick. And you... reach down to the bottom and you go whoop, and you cut it off.
What a stick?
Because you want the genetics to be pure. It's like total fascism in corn, dude.
Yeah.
It really is, dude.
America runs on.
Yeah, dude. Like Monsanto is really Monsanto centric and they think they got the most Aryan of all the corn.
Damn. That's interesting. Why not? Has there been experiments where they just let it grow?
Yeah, it's Indian corn.
Passed down. Yeah, it's been passed down.
Indian corn is this Taken. Like the wild, like the Mustang of corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that rogue term. It just seems like such a badass. Like the corn that's growing taller is just like, I'm going to fucking
exactly.
Do
it's like, dude, why is he staying?
You know what? Man. You guys are fucking stupid, and I'm moving my way towards the sun.
Yeah. That's where we
if I keep growing, man. I figure dude. I'll be to the sun by the end of fall.
Check out his stock. My goodness.
Yeah, dude. Corn's a... We
and
used to
all
do
those husk. Dude. Oh, my goodness.
And then some heavy-footed boots come walking through.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to kill him. They're going to kill him. Oh, this is horrible.
Not Terry. Yeah. He gave us all hope.
Man, I miss Terry.
Spartacorn.
Spartacorn. Spartacorn. I'm Spartacorn.
I'm corn. I'm corn.
You'll find all the rogues you need down there.
I organized.
And they cut down the whole crop in retribution and have people eat it.
Who come in the Amish?
It was a different time.
It was a different time.
When we would eat corn, not realizing that it had supreme intelligence. even grander than man itself.
I gotta be honest with you, people, and people will knock on it, but tell me you don't like Frito-Lay corn chips. Those are the shit.
Oh man,
I like them in a walking taco.
The Fritos chili lime.
Those are the best.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, when people name chips like that, that's how I know they're real romantics. You know what I mean? Because they'll lick their fingers like that. You know they take care of their partner. When somebody describes chips in that manner, that's how I know they're
real. Oh, when they lick their fingers? Yeah. You know, you're like, ooh, this guy's intimate. I'm like,
what flavor do you like? You're like, just any. Now, this guy's like, no, Doritos fire lime.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fuego.
That's true. That guy's
my fingers have been red for 4 weeks.
Dude, my sister's friend ate too many of those things and she damaged her mouth. And like actually
Fritos?
Took the
she comes from weak stock.
No, like the
fucking Fritos. What's
your teeth made out of? What's the outside layer
enamel?
Of your teeth?
Enamel.
She fucking tore away part of the enamel on her teeth. Like up near her gums, yeah. And so, damn, like when she eats them
hard,
she was after that shit.
I got the fucking munchies. Get out of my face,
dude. She was eating them so much that she would get like mouth ulcers and shit. And she ignored that until the point that she damaged her teeth.
I think this Doritos problem is a lot like COVID. I think these were actually a lot of pre-existing conditions.
Oh, maybe
it might have been aggravated by the Doritos issue.
Totally could be. I wasn't taking a look inside of her fucking mouth, but like,
why not?
This is what she told me.
No, this is your sister?
No, my sister's friend.
Your sister's. Well, then why the hell were you not examining her mouth?
She's like,
you know, the 15. Roles between brothers. And, oh, hey,
she's 50. Yeah. I'm not going to do that.
How old are you now?
I'm 24.
How recent is this?
So this is like.
That opportunity is closing
in June.
In June, my goodness.
Yeah, so he was like 23 and a half.
That's crazy. You could have probably got consent.
No, I would. I think I...
What's Pennsylvania law?
I wonder...
How far drive is it to West Virginia?
You guys don't just stare into my mouth and shit. That's a weird thing.
No.
Yeah.
Who's your mouth looking?
I used to work with this fella.
You could give her a brief oral exam, and then you could say, I would recommend you getting a second opinion.
I think we should stay out of each other's mouths, but talk about them.
Yeah.
Like, I have a toothache, and then you're like, you should see a doctor. And that should be like the situation. You know?
Interesting.
She did see a doctor, and the doctor was like, hey, quit eating those fucking chips.
If this gets back to headquarters and my flavor gets canceled, I'll come to your fucking house.
What flavor?
This is more.
Are you the chili lime guy?
Did you invent it? I doubt that.
Well, I'm not doubting anything these days.
Dude, they've been putting chilies and limes together since like pre-Columbian times down in South America.
Listen, calm down. It's a name brand. It's Dorito. Okay, I know it's a regular tortilla chip.
It's not a Dorito. It's a Frito.
Those two are
Frito-Lay.
Incredible, an incredible couple. Mm. Chili and lime.
Mm. They're fantastic. It's like salt and caramel.
Yeah. It's just like how, what is it, ayahuasca? You know the story of ayahuasca? It's like...
Yeah, those two plants that counteract each
other. Yeah, the only two plants not the only two plants.
Ibogaine.
The only two plants.
The only two plants that have any value. but yeah, if you combine a certain plant and another certain plant out of the whole forest,
dude. Exactly. Exactly. That's crazy. And
you get to be on the Joe Rogan podcast.
You love to reverse engineer the scenario of how they figure it out, you know? Like fire and stuff seems easy enough, but like how do you get to that's like a 3-step thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Can you imagine the first
like person? 4 or 5 steps, maybe 10.
Ayahuasca, you must just have a salad with them both in it and you trip out. And then each time that you have different salads, you're like, oh, this salad didn't work. That salad works.
Yeah.
Oh, this salad doesn't work. Oh, that salad works. You know what I mean? And then eventually you're like, okay, it's got to be these two guys. They're friends.
That salad killed a guy. That salad made me see God. That salad was bland.
Those are the names of your salads in prehistoric times.
You're just taking notes.
See God. Turn purple. You know?
Yeah, just like...
we don't know which ingredient it was, but one of them was robot.
I was thinking about that.
What? You baited us all. Skywalker with the I'm going to talk face.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, you did.
I'm trying to make room to fit this thing in this thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to say weed inside the container, but I'm running out of room.
I don't know why you need room.
Yeah, well, you I can't brought smoke it here.
You here. Had enough room.
Can't we close the door? Can you not invest in? We can't
smoke that in here.
In the exhaust fan, that. Knock a couple of these blocks
I,
out.
I was thinking about exhaust. I was thinking here. About doing that, but it seems excessive.
I'm lost.
It would be a good thing.
I'm lost.
I was thinking about putting a smoke eater in here. Actually, that oven that I have out there that's half ass taken apart.
Some guy.
It's got a smoke eater built into it, and I took all the filters out of it.
You son of a bitch.
So maybe I'll use them.
Did you make a hot dollar?
No, I'm just saying I can make a smoke eater with those filters that okay. were in that oven.
Oh, you kept them. Yeah, I'm not paying attention.
Yeah, I know. I know, Sky.
All right, now I'm paying attention.
I like that hot dollar phrase.
Hot dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds...
We got some good ones around my way.
Burning a hole hot in his dollars. Pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shut your sloppy cocksucker is a thing to say around my way.
That's what you taught your girls.
I did not teach my daughters that yet. No. But I told them, I said, if a guy starts to give you attitude...
When they're ready.
You say, suck my hop, slobby knocker.
No, you what say, shut your sloppy cocksucker.
Oh.
Damn.
Damn it. I like see, that. I got There's it out of...
beautiful poetry to that.
Hot, sloppy...
Wadsworth.
Shut Wadsworth your sloppy would cocksucker. Okay. It's almost the same as blowed out. Do you know what blowed out is? It could be a number of things. It could be a pussy. It could be blowed out.
Yeah, it could be a butthole. A house could be
blowed out. A pipe could be blowed out. A joint's a all blowed
urethra.
Out.
Urethra.
They came down here and blowed that's this
like,
place
that's
out.
That's like it's been done too many times by too big a gentleman. Is that mm-hmm. what blowed out means?
Well, blowed out.
You could blow out a couch.
Too just big of an experience.
Blowed out means damage. Okay? It just means damage.
Blown out seems like it might have a sexual
end. I had a teacher, Mr.
It
Baker.
Can. It could.
He had a blowed out stress ball.
Yeah, see?
I mean, yes, he blew out his ankle. But like yeah. when you say... When you say that,
exactly.
That fucking car is blown
oh,
out.
Oh, that ankle?
And then,
yeah.
Oh, my oh, dad, JCL, blown
but
out.
You would have to say it. You would have to say it. Oh, that ankle? Oh, that ankle's blowed out. That's yeah. how you would say that.
Blowed out.
So that didn't understand it. This is Yinzer accent.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's like when a tire explodes. Yeah.
Well, it could be like...
yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Explodes. Yeah. Tire explodes.
It done blowed out.
Unreal. Blowed out. Yeah. Unreal. Unreal is my favorite.
Yeah.
Unreal and get me. That is probably...
Unreal.
Unreal.
It's normal.
No, here in Pittsburgh, it said like it's...
You roll the reel.
I love when I do run into a genuine Pittsburgh accent. It's like few and far between you find them.
It's
but
magical.
It is magical.
Yeah. When dude, you're, GPS
you're like
is
in a
off.
Tire store or yeah. something, you're like, yes, lady, you're music. Killing it.
It's music.
Yeah. It is, man.
I was driving down there and that tire just popped. You get me? You get me? It just popped. You get me? I got out of the car. I looked at it. Get me? So these cars are zooming by. Get me? And they'll say that over and over. I've worked with enough of these people in customer service. Yeah. Pittsburghers are funny.
Yeah.
Love them.
Who's your favorite ever?
My favorite was, so I used to work at this horrible little convenience store. In like Brighton Heights area.
Okay.
And this guy would come in every morning at 6 a.m. I was open probably 30 seconds, right? So I just got used to telling the dude before me tonight, the owner, I'd like to just have the door ready beforehand.
Okay, you were blowed out coming in.
What the hell would you hand me? No, dude, I'm not doing that.
You don't know how to stupid. Breathe out into a
no,
tube?
I'm not smoking a pipe. I'm blowing it into a fucking transformer.
It's a okay? YouTube.
First off.
It's a YouTube.
The guy,
it's the tube. Way of the future.
It's college stuff, dude.
I did not go to college.
I didn't either, but you when well,
welcome,
in Rome.
Welcome to class.
When in Rome, you do as the Romans do.
Yeah, I mean, Logan that, here that is both cool. respecting himself and me at the same time.
Yeah, you know what? I will take my chances later on. See, I'll just wait.
All right. Finally, the abrupt conclusion of the second part of our 50th episode, 949 BCB. That was Skywalker, Jared Helfer, and Logan Mahalko. You can catch them on social media. Because there ain't no shows. That's right, I said ain't no. I think that means there are some shows somewhere. Interesting. We'll have to look into that. Today's featured artist, I believe, is a SoundCloud rapper. Never heard of him before this morning. I was doing my classic Instagram poo, and I came across a sweet snowmobiling vid with a nice little ditty in the background. Now, isn't that nice? The Instagram puts the music, little credit, at the top of the post. Yeah. So anyway, I stumbled into this guy. Now, the reason I think he's a SoundCloud rapper is, A, you go to this thing on Spotify, and there's literally clouds rolling across for the icon for the song. The song, Dancing in My Room, by 347 Aiden. Because there were probably 346 other Aidens. Fuck, I don't know if that's true. Could be his home address. Is that how you get a SoundCloud rapper's name? Just give them their old home address? When I was young, you didn't need numbers to stand apart. You see, opportunities were so slim in entertainment that you just had your Madonnas, your Shares, you know, your Princes, your Ushers, your Nellies. And none of them had a number. There wasn't none of this TikTok-y 6-9, you know what I mean? But now you got to throw a 6-9 in there. But who doesn't love a good 6-9 handle? Aren't those hilarious? Mm-hmm. Anyway, today's song, Dancing in My Room, by 347 Aiden. Check him out on Spotify and other such places.
I've been dancing in my room, swaying my feet, trying to give you love and a kiss on the cheek. Caught in candy skies like I'm stuck in a dream, and I've been feeling blue, you're the one that I need. Dancing in my room, swaying my feet, trying to give you love and a kiss on the cheek. Caught in candy skies like I'm stuck in a dream, and I've been feeling blue.
Perfect.